4469.
We got a message from the station agent that you didn't agree to drive that bus to Pier Park till 2:51.
Yeah, yesterday I traded this my shift because I supposed to pick up my kid 400 Southwest in Washington, and then I text messaged my kid already like 11:47, and dispatch sending me like 12:24 to finish this run. It was less than 2 hours, and I could not call them my kid because already they left it. That's why I said, if I can finish downtown and then I can tell her, is that okay? She told me she can call dispatch and she can call me. That's what I told them.
So we can't just leave the bus sitting downtown at 6th and Washington. That's abandoning the bus. We were under the impression that you were going to drive that. We didn't send you a message. That probably would have been a station agent that sent you a message. But the station agent told us that you were going to drive that until 2:51 at Pier Park and then deadhead back to the yard.
I didn't say that I leave the bus in 6th and Washington. I say if I end on 6th and Washington so I can deadhead from 6th and Washington to Merlo Drive. That's what I say. I didn't say that I leave the bus 6th and Washington. I did not say that.
Okay, so did the station agent tell you that you have to leave that you have to drive it to the end of the line, or what exactly did the station agent tell you when you told them that you can't go to Pier Park?
I just asked them when they told me finish end of the line, I just asked them if I can finish in 6th and Washington so I can deadhead the middle of garage. That's what I asked them. I leave the bus on 6th and Washington. I didn't say that. If I have to, I'll go do it, but that's what I asked them.
Okay, so we're going to have to figure this out because we just can't have you stop the run in the middle of the run. The run has to be completed to the end of the line at 2:51. We just can't, you don't have a relief at 2:03, so we just can't have you do a half of a run and then offload the people that are on the bus and then deadhead back. That's not how it works. You have to take it to the end of the line and then drive it back to the yard.
Okay, I just asked them, I said, if I can do that, that's what I asked them. I said, I can leave the bus. That's what I asked them. And that's, she said she's going to call dispatch and ask them if they say dispatch is okay with that. And then she told me she could call me back. That's what she told me. I will finish it.
Okay, perfect. So let's just make it clear on the recorded line. You're going to drive this all the way to Pier Park. And once you get to Pier Park, you're going to deadhead back to Merlo, and then you'll be off at that point, correct?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it just sounds like it's just a little bit of communication. Thank you for going out of your way and extending your time and taking at the Pier Park for us, okay?
Cool. I will do that. Yesterday I have a 10-hour from 8:48 to 6 p.m. The reason I just traded to just pick up the kid in downtown to take somewhere. And then when something happened, less than 2 hours, if they told me like a little bit, 11-something, 2 hours by the time, I can text them. And I was driving the bus when I got a message and my kid already left. And then I asked them, okay, can I do that? And then she said, okay, I will call dispatch. I never say that I leave the bus in downtown. That's why I'm clear. And thank you, I'll do that too.